Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers and 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and to all those helping keep us free and safe with the coronavirus effort, too. Now, let's not forget about the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and the roughnecks, too, out there in the oil rigs, helping keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, click on the like and jump in the chat room, and you can converse with us. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge, get rolling again, number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, you had something you wanted to say, and then I'm going to chime in about police training and emergency management training in general. Go ahead.
Well, Captain, yeah, there are so many misnomers going out there that we're hearing from some of the folks being interviewed on the news broadcasts and so forth, giving out this idea that police training is sort of quick and easy, it only takes a few weeks, and then suddenly they have a gun and they can walk around the street. That seems to be a false narrative, I think, and wouldn't you say?
Well, I know from firsthand experience that police training is ongoing. So is fire training. So is EMS training. Because you don't just go to the academy, which you do, and it's 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 10 weeks or 12 weeks, depending on where you're at, whatever state you're in, and then you get certified as a peace officer or a police officer. You get sworn in. Yes, you get issued a badge. Yes, you get issued a gun. However, as a probationary police officer, as a probationary firefighter, as a probationary emergency management person in medical, you are literally with a trainer all the time. You're on duty for anywhere from 3 months to 6 months to 9 months to a year, depending on the jurisdiction. You are a probationary officer for that length of time. And even though you had the gun and you had the badge and the handcuffs and all that sort of stuff, your training officer is the one that takes you in the direction that you are supposed to go. Now, I will say this much. This officer, this Derek Chauvin, who was the 19-year veteran who was a training officer,
mm-hmm.
He wasn't a good one, was he?
No, not at all.
Because he showed these guys, and by the way, two of these guys who were probationary officers, one of them had been on the job 4 days.
That's right.
Two of these officers that were probationary officers said, hey, shouldn't we roll him over on his side? Not once, but twice. And Chauvin said, nope. That's all he said, nope. But then there's another thing about this Chauvin. He was going through a divorce.
Really?
Yeah, really. He was going through a divorce, and that does something to people. He was having trouble at home, so maybe that might have affected his psyche, if you will.
Well, yeah, precisely. But, of course, obviously, there's simply no excuse whatsoever.
No, but he was just not. Now, this guy was a training officer, and he was not, in my humble opinion, he certainly shouldn't have been one, at least not under the circumstances that we saw and everything that was going on. But for the people to say, whoa, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and they get a badge and a gun in the row. No, it's consistent, continual training.
You see, that is so important, Captain, to get out there to the public, because there are these misnomers. And you know something else, Captain? I think that, you know, some of the calls for increased training and so forth, and as you said, police, fire service, EMTs are always training.
That's right.
In some form or another. But I think, Captain, that we're also going to see sort of an impossible standard set up that will never be acceptable to mm-hmm. different community groups that would simply say, nope, we just mm-hmm. we don't think there's enough training, and so therefore defund the police. It's like setting up a straw man.
Now, are you ready for the big news?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who love being at rallies, President Trump rallies, and you've been there before, President Trump is going to restart his Make America Great Again rallies probably a couple of weeks from now, and when the crowd goes wild. Yes, 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 and yes, and a couple of more yeses. I see a couple more yeses over there in the corner. There you go. But he's definitely going to start up his rallies again within a couple of weeks. And, oh, by the way, hello, Tampa. Get ready. He's coming.
Absolutely. And, you know, Captain, what these rallies do for, of course, they're political rallies for the presidential campaign, but it allows the president to speak directly to the voters. It allows the president literally to be unleashed in ways that he can't use Twitter to do, basically. And this is mortifying to the Democrat Party elite. They do not want this. They were pleased as punch that I think they had a lockdown and you couldn't have these big rallies, but watch out.
That was all part of this. If they could have stopped things in their tracks, if they could have slowed the economy down, which they pretty much turned off, if they could have stopped the rallies, which were just booming. I mean, he kept having huge crowds wherever he was going. If they could do all that, that would upset the apple cart, and it has done just that. However, look out now. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is actually outspending Donald Trump. And we'll tell you where, we'll tell you how, but is it working?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening in, and everybody's in the chat room over there. Hello to Brooke, hello to JW, hello to Wade, hello to Don, hello to Eric, and Eric says he's got to run, so we'll see you, Eric. Hello to Dan, the Navy man. Hello to Karen, hello to Kathy, hello to Ed, the trucker, and by the way, Ed, the trucker is right here in my backyard. Must be making a delivery not very far away. Hello to Jason, hello to Sam, the paper man, hello to Richard, the Marine, hello to Amanda, hello to Bill as well, and I think that's Bill Bunkley, my buddy Bill Bunkley. All right, well, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And again, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking religiously for 4 years. I take one in the morning when I get up, because I have arthritis amongst other things, and I take one just before midnight before I start my show, so I don't have any problems during the course of the evening and my foot swelling and all that sort of stuff. And it does work, and it's worked for me, and that's why I'm talking about it. Now, if you go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, you'll see the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan right there in front of you with a little video. Well, the video is about 2.5 minutes long. It's worth the look, because Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners and founders of Relief Factor, tell you what's in the product, how it works. It's all natural. And what it'll do for you, because so far I can't tell you if you're in pain, and I don't care what the pain is. So far, this stuff works, period. That's all there is to it. I know some people that I gave a sample to on Sunday. One person had a migraine headache, and I'm not saying that that's what this is for, but they had a migraine headache. They took the Relief Factor, and guess what? About 30 minutes later, they came back, and they said, it's gone. But that may be a rarity. But at any rate, I will tell you that Relief Factor does work with pain. It's worked for me for 4 years, and hopefully it will work for you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Joe Biden is spending millions of dollars, more so than Donald Trump. And most of his money is going for Facebook ads.
Wow. Well, I'm not sure that that's going to give them the results.
I know a lot of people that spent a lot of money that were politicians on Facebook. A lot of people. Mm-hmm. And they lost their elections.
Yep. Yep. Well,
because you can't do it on social media alone.
Well, see, that's very, very true. And it shows me that I think the Biden camp is probably not quite as confident as many in the mainstream news media would like us to believe that, you know, he's just getting a lock on this thing and everybody's turning against Trump and all these kinds of things. I don't buy it.
Well, you have to have a balance of the social media, a balance of radio, a balance of TV, and a little balance of a magazine or a newspaper, wherever that might happen to be, because people, different groups of people read or listen to all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you do it. And for people that ignore radio and they go, well, I'm on Facebook. Okay, good luck.
Well, right, yeah, there's just nothing like the reach of those kinds of things like radio, like you're talking about.
Yeah.
But also, it's like you can't make Joe Biden cool. I don't know how they think that they're going to do this, but you can't make Joe
Biden... He's going to wear those aviator glasses.
Well, sure, oh, absolutely, yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah, and are we on yet? You know, that kind of thing, but yeah. It's just a real uphill climb for them. And you mentioned the rallies earlier, Captain. See, that's something Joe Biden just can't do.
Oh, he'll have a rally, but he won't have 30,000 people at it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he won't be able to connect with the people that show up. It'll be very, he'll have some prepared comments.
Oh, excuse me. He'll have to have the police there to guard him, won't he?
Well, that's right.
I wonder if the police will do the extra overtime duty to do that.
Yes, very good question. Well, mm-hmm. but of course, because you have to have those kinds of things in place. We can't live in a world where we just wish it all away. It doesn't work like that.
No. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, but President Trump can connect with people at these rallies. That's, again, this is what the party elite, I call them the party elite from the Democrat Party, they are terrified of this.
Now, the GOP is looking at Savannah, Georgia as a possible site for the 2020 RNC convention. They were, in fact, there yesterday. There is quite a center there that they can use, not very far away from the water. Wouldn't be a bad deal there if they were able to do that. So that's another possibility, along with Nashville, where they were looking the other day. To my knowledge, they haven't come to Florida, but they've been invited to come down here, so we'll see. Now, Chuckie Boy Schumer and Nancy P. Lousy want Lafayette Square reopened. As a matter of fact, they're demanding it.
They are demanding it because they're saying that Lafayette Square is a symbol of freedom and openness.
Wait. Isn't that where they tried to burn down the church?
They sure did.
And they burnt down that bathroom facility was there, too?
That's right.
That one they did destroy. So, you know, we're going to let them right. Yeah, sure. Going to let you right back in, folks. No, I don't think so.
Well, the National Park Service announced last week, Captain, that the area around the White House, Lafayette Park, was going to be closed to the public between June 4th and June 10th. But of course, this is another political stunt by Schumer.
Yeah, and if for no other reason, Kyle, they have to do the repairs.
Well, sure, of course. But you see, what they want to say is that President Trump is cowering in fear and needs this extra space or whatever this kind of stuff. It's just another soundbite political thing.
For those that have been in combat, you do need the extra space. But anyway, there you go. Now, Germany says they were unaware of any American troop withdrawals. Angela Merkel said that, so she's a little bit surprised that the U.S. is talking about reducing troop size in Germany.
Yeah, very interesting. We'll have to see, you know, sort of how that goes. Donald Trump is talking about bringing home about 9,500 U.S. troops, if I recall, by September.
Yeah. Yep. Now, the Daily Caller, you know who they are, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They went and asked all the Senate Democrats. Now, this is in the Senate. They asked all the Senate Democrats if they were going to support the defunding bill coming out of the House, which is coming their way, to defund the police. What do you think happened, Kyle?
Crickets? Yeah.
Well, you are right. No one would answer. No one would answer. Not one answer, yay, nay, or hey.
Well, And that's because, Captain, they are absolutely terrified to give an answer. You know, you saw what happened to Mayor Jacob Fry in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are testing the winds. They're looking to see if, you know, what kind of a qualified answer they might be able to give. And I think the real answer here is they're not calling for the defunding of the police department, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want to find a way to say, well, yeah, we want to take this, we want to take that.
We need to listen to a minute of AOC, who gave her an intuitive guidance upon the discussion of not giving any more money to people who are going to be undertrained police officers in a tank. Her words, not mine.
Another thing that we need to see, I think this is something that we saw, you know, we saw it in Ferguson especially, but we've seen it across the country. The militarization of our police is enabled by the federal government. And I want everyone to draw a direct line between our police budget and our defense budget here in the United States of America, because we would not be giving local police departments who are undertrained a tank.
All right, I had to stop it there because I can't stand it. First of all, she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. When you get into a riot situation or when you get into a SWAT situation and you are being shot at or you're having explosives thrown at you, remember, we just had a sheriff's department officer in your state not just get shot, but a guy threw a bomb at him and blew him up.
Right.
So what the hell? No, we can't have that. I mean, my God, now you're really making them a target. And by the way, the militarization, you know, they're wearing body armor and they're wearing helmets and all that stuff. Well, of course you are when they're throwing bricks at you.
Well, I would, maybe AOC is too young to remember this, but you remember what happened in Hollywood or Los Angeles? What was that? Many, many years ago, Captain, where the guys came in to rob that Bank of America.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, and they had military weapons.
Yep.
The police came up, and they were outgunned and out. And out.
And they shot the place up. They shot their way out, shot the place out, up. And then what happened was the police got lucky a little bit further up the line where these guys were going, and they managed to wound him. Hit him in the legs and wounded him, got him down.
That's right. But you see, here's the thing. You know, as criminals get more and more sophisticated, not just for riot situations, but for everyday policing.
Right.
Yeah, you can't, you know, if the police have every much as right as anybody, Captain, to go home at night to their family.
You bet.
Yeah. And so these things have been changing. So, you know, like I said, maybe she's too young to remember.
And that would be like telling a firefighter he couldn't wear his turnout gear in a 3,000-degree fire. Hello!
Nope.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch, AOC. Boy, I have no use for her. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John
Hunt. U.S. economy entered a recession at the end of February as the coronavirus struck the nation, according to a group of economists, ending the longest expansion on record. The economists said that the employment, income, and spending all peaked in February, then fell sharply after the viral outbreak shut down businesses across the country, marking the downturn after nearly 11 full years of economic growth. A committee with the National Bureau of Economic Research determines when a recession begins. It broadly defines a recession as a decline in economic activity that lasts more than a few months. For that reason, ENBER typically waits longer before making that determination. In the previous recession, the committee did not declare the economy was in recession until December 2008, a year after it actually had begun. But in this case, ENBER said the collapse in employment and incomes was so steep that it had to make a determination more quickly. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment right here, and it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy is a company that trains aviation maintenance techs. Now, that's a great career path with a tremendous starting salary, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, let me tell you about the National Aviation Academy. First of all, they've got two locations to serve you. Now, they have one, which is located in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one, which is located right here in our backyard in Clearwater, Florida. And between the two of them, you get your chance to take the one that you'd like to take the tour at, and then you give them a call at 800-659-2080 and schedule that tour. take a look at the campuses. See what they have to offer. See what they can do for you. And, oh, by the way, their website is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And before I get to the caller that's on the line, I want to start out by talking about what's transpiring today. You know, the national cemeteries, the VA national cemeteries, have been closed. And there's been no burials. There's been no memorial services, none of that. Well, as of today, ladies and gentlemen, all of the national cemeteries will resume their committal and memorial services as of today. So that means July 4th, guess what? The service that happens at the Bay Pines VA and up there at James A. Haley and other cemeteries around, whether you're in Sarasota or up there in Bushnell, it'll all be going on. So that's a good thing. And that's officially today, right now, in case you haven't been told, and you should have if you got someone ready to be interned or whatnot, that starts today, right there. All right, let me go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Lippo Larry. I'm on my way to Bushnell right now. I work on that farm across the street from the cemetery, if you know where that's at.
I do. So what's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I had a good time at the gun show. It was nice to meet you.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I thought I did a pretty good job. I spent about $300. And then I made my wife happy because I took her to a mom-and-pop furniture store, and I let her order $4,000 worth of custom-made furniture.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you did all right then.
Yeah, she had a happy day, to say the least. But I'm calling about the police.
Yeah.
And what you're seeing here is a communist tactic that Soros uses to overthrow governments. That's one of the main things that they do is they discredit the police so they can bring in their own police.
That's
state.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they might try and lock us down again. And I'm speaking to all of you out there in America that got businesses or whatnot, and trust me, I had to help my mother-in-law out because she had the pet grooming shop. She was out of work for 2 months. Let's not put up with this because you don't see Dr. Fauci coming out and saying, oh, these people shouldn't be protesting this and that. But when we were doing it, and we were considered by the media, armed criminals and whatever narrative they wanted to push. So if they do this to us again, all the patriots out there, let's not put up with this at all.
It's not going to happen, Liberal Area, and I'll tell you why. Because the game is up. The jig is up here, okay? We should have had, this is the 10th day of all this, we should have had by now a spike. And I mean a spike in the numbers out there. We haven't had it. They tried to take a news story yesterday and twist it around and made it to where it said, well, there's been an increase in cases in Florida. Well, when you took a look and read the article, that wasn't even true. They used words and turned them around backwards because the percentage had gone from 5% down to 4% of active cases in the state, which means you could go to the next phase of opening, which is what we're doing, phase two.
Yeah. I watch the mainstream media usually about 30 minutes a day just to see what narratives they're pushing. And
right.
I have to say, like, the last couple months, it's really just made me sick to my stomach how pitted and evil they are. And they're just weaponized against us.
By the way, I converted a whole bunch of people that said they were Democrats that got off to the side and talked to me. They're no longer Democrats.
Good. Good.
They've had enough. I said, you're in here to buy a gun, right? They said, yep. I said, well, you better think about your political persuasion because if your group takes over, that gun that you got, you may have to give it back to them.
Matt, I haven't voted Democrat in probably 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that party is lost. They've been corrupted by Soros. I mean, that Pelosi is the worst one. She's mm-hmm. got to be the worst.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi. Well, look, I'm going to let you go, but thanks for calling. It was very nice meeting you at the gun show.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Matt.
Take care. And that's our buddy Liberal Area, and we got a chance to meet him and his son. Okay? That was a case where dad brought a son. Take a look, you know, and that's what my dad did to me years ago. That's where I got my first .22 caliber was to go to, and where was the gun show at that we went to? Oh, it was in the firehouse. We had a local firehouse because my dad was a fire chief. We had a local firehouse, and up overhead of the firehouse, we had the what they call the municipal hall, where you'd have dances and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. Well, I had a gun show in there, and that's where I got my first 22 caliber rifle, was right there. But anyway, back to what we were talking about here with the military. Now, the National Guard is moving out of D.C. They'll all be gone there probably by the end of the week. They can't just pick up and just automatically move in 10, 15 minutes or whatever. But they're moving, and they're going back to where, you know, their bases, wherever they came from. And also, after a tumultuous week of questions about civil-military affairs and the role of the U.S. military, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, have turned down a request, official request, to testify in front of the House Armed Services Committee. They said, nope, we're not going to do it. And remember I told you about the French forces that killed that bad, bad, bad guy, and Denise and I talked about yesterday? Well, his name was Abdul Malik Drakal, the leader of Al-Qaeda's North Africa affiliate, and the French defense minister announced that is a major victory that France has been seeking, battling jihadists in the area of Sahel in the northern part of Africa for years and years and years. So they finally got the bad guy that was in charge. And by the way, he had been to Afghanistan. He came from Afghanistan over to there, and he also was well known for some of his exploits around the Middle East, some of the things that he traveled around and did. He was, amongst other things, an explosives expert. So anytime they get rid of one of those people, they get rid of the trainer and all that sort of stuff. So that's a really, really good thing. Now, one other little thing. The Germans are criticizing the U.S. decision to withdraw more than a quarter of the American troops stationed in Germany. Angela Merkel herself said that she was never notified about it, that they were going to withdraw troops. Well, Germany, you've got an army. You've got an army. Stand up for yourself. These countries have got to stand up for themselves. And by the way, Germany, we rebuilt Germany after World War II. We gave them all kinds of money. I mean, huge amounts of money. They never paid us back. And that leads me to the little country of Poland, because I can remember the story about Poland. We rebuilt Poland. They gave us back every dime we gave them. Poland. Every dime we gave them, they paid back. How about that? So that's why Poland, amongst other things, is so loyal to the United States. They know we saved their proverbial butt. And they know that they could have been something a lot worse than what they were. And, of course, I believe it was, when did they have the Polish, no, that was Hungary. Never mind, that was Hungary. Wrong, right area, wrong state, wrong country. But they had the revolt in Hungary, and then it fell over into Poland. And, of course, the Germans, what they did to the Polish people and all that stuff, I mean, They've always thought highly of us because of the fact that we helped them above and beyond the call of duty. So there you go. And besides that, I liked your kielbasa. All right, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. We're going to be back right on our Truckers Highway and Viber Report. And in about 10 minutes, you'll be hearing from Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's going to get interesting, as it always does when she comes on the program. I'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
That's Robert Palmer, Simply Irresistible. That's a blast in the past, too. And by the way, he died way too young. I think he died of a heart attack, if I remember right. But anyway, Robert Palmer, Simply Irresistible. Now, Tropical Depression Cristobal is expected to accelerate north-northeast through the Midwest and western Great Lakes into Wednesday morning. Cristobal will continue to produce heavy rain, which may produce flash flooding, isolated significant river flooding, with a few tornadoes along the way. Now, damaging non-thunderstorm winds and fire weather forecasts are also predicted over the southern and central high plains today. I can see some bad weather starting to brew into the mix right now. I'll get to all that right in a minute. Now, if you're up in Arkansas right now, you got heavy rain and a lot of flooding going on. Cristobal is pretty much following the western edge of the Mississippi River straight north. It's missing Memphis right now, sorta. There's some rain there, but nothing like what's over in the central part of Arkansas. Little Rock, you're getting it. Pine Bluff, you guys are getting it, so you batten down the hatches over there, and hello to everybody in Pine Bluff tonight. And then going up through Iowa, let's see, Des Moines and Bettendorf. Oh, I see the Quad Cities are getting it. Up there in the southwestern corner and the western half now of Wisconsin, it's moved over quite a bit into Wisconsin with the southeastern corner of Minnesota. It looks like Rochester, Minnesota, you're getting some of this rain, and you've also got flood warnings in there. In the meantime, over to the west, central part of Minnesota, and the northeastern corner of South Dakota, Sioux Falls in particular, up in that area, you've got a severe thunderstorm warning up in there right now. Maybe a part of this system, I'm not sure, but it's there, and it's moving to the north-northeast going into Minnesota right now, so please be careful. It looks like there may be a tornado watch for part of Minnesota right now along I-94. So be careful there, right just east of Fargo. Now, there is some heavy rain also in the southeastern corner of South Dakota, down into the central part of Nebraska. You've got flooding also in parts of Nebraska and Kansas, the northern part of Kansas. You've got very unsettled weather conditions and windy conditions today for right across Kansas and across Oklahoma, the Panhandle, Texas. You do have the fire threat advisory right now for southeastern New Mexico. That includes Ruidoso and Clovis, New Mexico. Also down into the western part of Texas to include Midland and down below to the Mexican border and east of El Paso down to the Mexican border, you've got a fire threat advisory. In the meantime, you've got some heat today in South Texas, really hot on the border down around Harlingen and Brownsville, and 90-95 degree temperatures all the way up just about to Houston today. Fog right now on I-10 New Mexico, out to the west of New Mexico, almost to the Arizona line. You've got some cold temperatures up in the mountains of Colorado tonight, freeze and frost warnings up there. You've got some frost warnings in the northeastern part and eastern part of Nevada tonight. You've also got some frost advisories up in Idaho, right there around Boise, and freeze warnings in the western part of Wyoming. And you've got some weather coming in up in Washington State, so it looks like you may have some wind today up in that area. And then way up in Maine, you got a freeze warning up there, way up in northern Maine. There is some fog along I-90 in Ohio tonight. Looks like Cleveland, you might be getting a little fog. And the southwestern corner of Ohio, west of Cincinnati, going over towards Indiana, you've got fog there. You've got fog up 75 north out of Cincinnati for about 40 or 50 miles. And we still do have some surf and some rain conditions. Looks like there's some flooding going on down in southern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, and the western part of western part of Alabama right now. So there you go. So keep in mind that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you, because we have definitely got a lot of interesting things going on tonight here as we tell you about all the different stuff that we've seen and that we're hearing about. Now, I will tell you that we had the funeral, memorial service rather, yesterday in Houston for George Floyd, and that was kind of interesting to see what happened there. Several thousand people viewed his closed casket, so that was something interesting, to say the least. And everybody behaved themselves. There was nobody there getting out of line. But, of course, it also made for some great press because they were running around with cameras chasing everybody down. And it is what it is. I mean, what can I tell you? You gotta expect these things now in this day and age in which we live. But also, I want to tell you real quick about the Pilot and Flying J, because the Pilot and Flying J is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop on in there and see the great foods that they got and the great services and amenities they've got. Just like James from Clearwater did. He stopped in there, told them that the captain sent him, got himself a big, nice, free hot cup of coffee. They had the radio show on. The manager knew the program and what was going on and all that up there in Jacksonville. So very happy to hear that. So there you go. All right, let's go to the telephone line. And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Had the memorial service yesterday in Houston for George Floyd. Several thousand people showed up to view the casket. It was, of course, you didn't expect to have any problems or anything like that. There wasn't, but I noticed the media was running all around sticking microphones in front of everybody.
Which is really a disgusting thing.
It is.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's just a disgusting thing.
Yeah, because you leave the family alone at their time of grief. Good God. Right. I mean, I would. I'm not going to bother them.
Well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the sense of decency is just gone. It's evaporated.
Yep. Well, I think we can kind of figure that out with what we're seeing going across the country right now, because the young folks up there, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, call them what you want, the Democratic Socialists. And by the way, you saw the Minneapolis City Council president, the female, talking on TV, right?
Yep.
Her party affiliation is Democratic Socialist.
Yeah.
But she sounded it too, didn't she?
Well, yes. You know, white privilege. If you got to call 911, you know, I mean, it's just.
Yeah, if you got to call 911, then it must be the white privilege
because
we're breaking into your house. Yeah. We need to. And then I heard her say something about, well, we need to abolish 911. Are you kidding me? That saves lives. I mean, the whole purpose of that was to be able to locate people. I mean, golly.
I'm stating the obvious now.
I know. And by the way, I go back to the old days when we had half a dozen of us in the fire service would have a phone, and the fire line would ring. They'd call the fire station, your local department, and that's how they'd get the call. And sometimes people didn't exactly know where they were at, and then you really had a problem because you had to try to figure out where it is you were going to, especially if you were going out in the country. Lots of fun.
That's pretty much the way it is.
Yep.
The way it is with cell phones.
Yep, but we didn't have all that other stuff. But anyway, you know, with all this defund police, and we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the news, but with all of this defund police thing that's going on there, I'm going to play what Nancy Pelosi had to say yesterday when we come back, and this is just mind-boggling. And then, oh, AOC, holy cow. I really think that she is delusional to talk about, well, our police don't need to have tanks. Oh, brother. She's never been shot at. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.